Mike Tenura is here now. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago to discuss the forecast across the Corn Belt. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us. The Crop Scouts are having just beautiful weather on the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. Will they finish up the rest of this week that way? And then I want to talk about the dry conditions that they have been discussing on Twitter all week, too.
Yeah, that sounds great. They're not going to see any real rainfall over the rest of their trip, so pretty much it'll stay sunny with just a few showers here and there over the next couple of days. And that's going to continue all the way into the middle and maybe even the end of next week. So the concern that we have going forward is that we do have some dry areas in the Corn Belt, and they're going to stay dry for at least another week. And that brings us into an interesting topic, because if we look at this growing season as a whole, we've generally been seeing wet conditions and then dry conditions, and then it turns wet again. And that's been alternating throughout the entire growing season. But now we're at a point where we need rain, but the rain isn't showing up. So all of a sudden, August is starting to look a lot drier than normal across the Corn Belt.
Yeah, so this is about grain fill, at least for corn at the moment. And for soybeans, they're going to need rain at the end of the month of August and the early parts of September. From the west to the east, I think the west has been the driest area. Clearly, parts of Iowa have been really dry. Who's in the biggest hurt at this time?
Well, it's certainly the state of Iowa. Iowa is in an agricultural drought, no matter how you want to look at it, especially within the central and western parts of the state. But over the last 30 days, the coverage of dryness has expanded, and it now includes parts of Minnesota, much of Wisconsin, in the northern third to half of Illinois. And so this is the area of immediate concern, because they need rains sooner than later. Most other areas were seasonable to wet over the last 30 days, and that was again because of rains that we saw back over the second half of July. But the story going forward is that there's just not a lot of rain on the way. Yes, we will see scattered showers and some thunderstorms around over the weekend, and even early next week, in parts of the eastern Corn Belt. But after that, there's not a whole lot on the immediate horizon, which takes us all the way into late next week and next weekend. Now, at that point in time, we think the jet stream is going to strengthen a little bit, and that's primarily a function of the sharper north-to-south temperature gradient that develops across North America in late August and in September. And that's just because the Arctic starts to turn colder at this time of the year, so you get a much sharper gradient across the continent. And that's a recipe to bring in some storm systems. So it will be a little bit wetter in 1 to 2 weeks than what we're going to see over the next week. But the thing is that, especially for soybeans, they need rain sooner than later. If they got a big rain today, that would be fantastic. If they got a big rain in a week from now, that would certainly be helpful. If you get a big rain in 2 weeks from now, now you're into September, and you have to start questioning if it will really receive full benefit from that rain event. And that's basically the story that we're looking at now. Rain chances start to increase in about a week, but they don't start to increase a lot until we get about 10 to 14 days out. And that's right at the time where the benefit of rain starts to diminish.
Yeah, my understanding is that in between that time, the crops across the Corn Belt will be subjected again to temperatures in the 90s, is that right?
Well, certainly in the western growing areas of the plains and parts of the Dakotas, maybe even western areas of Iowa and Minnesota. As you move to the east, there will be some hot days like that, but maximum temperatures in general for most corn and soybeans will range from about 85 to 92 degrees. So that's not crazy hot for this time of the year, but it is several degrees warmer than normal. And if you pay attention to corn and soybean yield histories, they generally perform the best when it's wet in August, and especially when it's cool. So we're not going to be cool by any means. We'll just be a little bit warmer than normal. And that's just going to be pushing the crop a little bit harder than it likes, and maybe only a small amount each day, but a small amount each day gradually adds up.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Let's chat next week.
We will indeed. That is Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Joined us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. It comes to you from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. Find us online. Listen to us on demand anytime you'd like. The address there is willag.org. Right now, though, I'd like you to visit a different address. Go to farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. Look for the webinars link there up at the top in the menu, and you'll be able to sign up for the webinars that the FarmDoc team is putting on right now. In fact, we'll have another one tomorrow and then again on Tuesday of next week. Eventually, we'll take up the price of farmland. You don't want to miss it. It's free at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. Sign up today.